Daf is Daf Nun Zayin. So we got to three lines down from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chasa, Boy Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami asks the following question. O na ein lahem, bitul mekach, yesh lahem o ein lahem. So the examples listed in the Mishnah of Hakarka, Shtar, Vadim, Hektesh, which we said has no ona, does that mean there's no ona? But is there bitul mekach? What does it mean, bitul mekach? Says Rashi. That mekach, bitul mekach means yoser mishtah. So let's say, if it's exactly 1/6, which we know is ona, that's when we say there's no iser of ona, there's no iser, there's no hoshava. But let's say there's more than a sixth off the price, so then would we say bitul mekach or not? Now Tosas argues what bitul mekach means. Tosas writes, if you look at the first narrow line down in Tosas, Rabbeinu Tam, so it's Teirut Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein ona ad palga. He says, no, you have up until half the price, 50% over priced. Avami palga ve'elach mikre bitul. So when it comes to karka, we've saw this discussion several times already throughout Daf Yomi. This machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi. But no, when it comes to those things that have no ona, like karka and shtar and avadim, you have 50% more that's still within the range of no ona. But above that, according to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that's a discussion. Is it going to be bitul mekach above that 50%? So the Gemara says, what's the din? So Amar Rav Nachman Hadar Amar Rav Chasa. Then Rav Chasa, after raising this question, he answered, Pashid Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami answered, Ona ein lahem, bitul mekach yesh lahem. There is no ona, but there is bitul mekach. So above a sixth, according to Rashi, or above a palga, according to Tosos, the mekach would be batel. Rabbeinu Yona Amar, ahekdeshos. Rabbi Yirmiyo Amar, akarkos. So according to Rabbi Yona, they're interpreting this line to referring to hekdesh. When it comes to hektesh, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yirmiyah, mil sabape nafshayu amri. They're saying something independent here. Vlaba the Rabbi Ami kaimi. They're not explaining Rabbi Ami. Ela Rabbi Yirmiyah akarkos, Rabbi Yona akarkteshos amre, mishmed Rabbi Yochanan ona ein lam bitul mekachesham. So now they're talking about a different conversation, separate from what Rabbi Ami said. So Rabbi Ami paskin, there is bitul mekach by those examples, although they don't have ona. When it comes to karka, vadim, and so on, there is bitul mekach. But comes along now back to the Gemara again. Rabbi Yona Amar Hekdeshos, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Akarkals, Bertevayu Mishmei, they both are quoting Rabbi Yochanan Amru. What do they say? Ona ein lem bitul mekach yishlem. So Rabbi Yona was quoting Rabbi Yochanan saying that Hekdeshos doesn't have ona, but it has bitul mekach. And Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, no, Karka doesn't have ona, but Karka does have bitul mekach. Very specific, as opposed to a global statement. Now the Gemara interprets each of these opinions. Man damar ahektashos, the one who thinks is referring to hektashos, Rabbi Yona, who thinks is referring to hektashos, that there's no ona, but there is bitul mekach. Kol shekein akakal. Certainly this din would apply to karkal, that there would be bitul mekach by Karka as well. Now this is a little bit tricky how to understand this. Look at Rashi. Rashi says kol shekein. Around halfway down the narrow lines, Kol shekein da karkos nami amar, dechaven dashminan de bitul mekach lav bichlal onahu mehecha imay. So right now we're assuming bitul mekach is not included in ona. Bitul mekach is not included in the heter. There is bitul mekach for these examples. Now e de hekdeshos kachashiv lei mekach talos. If we're considering hekdesh as a mekach talos, if you overprice it so much by hekdesh, then it would be bitul mekach. Afagav deleka tos klapi shemaya. So very interesting tos what this means. Rashi rather. Even though there's no mistake with respect to shemaya, I'm unclear what that means. Vafil hachi armina bitul mekach. So Rashi has this assumption which requires a lot of understanding. There is no mistake when it comes to klapi shemaya. So that's the case when it comes to hekdesh and we apply bitul mekach. So then kol shekein delegave chavre regarding a friend, the person diklamemer ta. There is a mistake between two people. Vadaita dehachi lakne kol shekein dehadar. So therefore, hektesh, there's no understanding of tos. What does that mean, there's no understanding? There's no tos when it comes to Shemayim. So, not sure what Rashi really means, but Tosas Rid, he might be explaining Rashi. Tosas Rid writes, when it comes to hektesh, the moment you're makdish something, immediately it becomes legavoa. So that statement, regardless of what type of ramifications, what type of tos, what type of scales you're using, when you say something, that turns to hektesh, regardless of it being overpriced or not. So if we say we're hektesh, when things can automatically become hektesh, we could acknowledge that there is such a thing as bitul mekach, and the whole hektesh could be batel. So when it comes to karka, certainly when it comes to two people, we would understand that there should be such an union of a tos and mekach tos and bitul mekach. That's how Tosas Rid understands. Perhaps that's what Rashi means, but not entirely sure what Rashi means. Now the one who says man damar karkos, Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says when this whole discussion is regarding karka, that there is no ona at karka, but if it's really overpriced, so then we would say bitu mekach. Aval a hekdesh is low, but when it comes to hekdesh, we wouldn't say such a concept of overpricing. When the person is makdish something, even though it's not the value that he says, still it will be considered a hekdesh. How do we know this? Kiddush Shmuel, we've seen this a few places already. Davar Shmuel, hekdesh shave mana shechilu al shave pruta mechula. Very interesting din. If I have a large sum of money, which is hekdesh, and I mechul it onto a small coin, that hekdesh will fall on that coin, even though it was worth much more. So I've got $100 of hekdesh, and have it being pulled in a dollar, that would actually work according to Shita Shmuel. So we see when it comes to the world of hekdesh, we don't acknowledge there being any yona or any bitul mekach. That follows through. Okay.
Are we talking hekdesh both lemala lemata when he's poided or what? Is that what
it is? What do you mean lemala lemata?
More or less?
Oh, more, yeah, I think regardless of the exchange, it seems like hekdesh there is no concern.
So we're saying like even somebody's poided for less than a sixth of the value.
Yeah, exactly. That's the shmuel case. If I have a mana, which is 100, I put it onto one cell, a pruta rather, it works.
Okay, so meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, so it's okay.
I don't remember how it works exactly. I don't know if Rashi explains further than this. I don't know the explanation for Shmuel. I'm not sure how to fully appreciate it. So now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Tanan Hasam. This Mishnah appears in Maseches Temura, very complicated discussion of how Temura works. Im haya kodesh balmum. So let's say a makdish balmum, an animal that has missing a leg, let's say. Yatzilachun. So obviously this animal can't be brought as a carbon, it's a balmum. So yatzilachun. So this animal, I need to be michal of this animal, so the animal could be chulin, and I makdish the damim, goes on to some money. The tzarech lasos lo damim. I need to do damim. What does it mean? I need tzarech lasos lo damim. So look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the last few, like the last eight narrow lines. Im haya kodesh balmum. Reisha de Masisin says, Hachi ame arezu, tachazu, timurazu, zu chalufazu, harizu timur. Different languages of doing timur, switching, transferring kedusha of an animal to another animal. Zu mechulalasazu, lo amarklum. That doesn't work. She'ein carbon tamim mischalo. A carbon tamim, an animal that's tamim, that has no balmum, you cannot be mechul. Now, there are some exceptions, but imhaya kodesh balmum. Let's say maktish an animal that's a balmum in the first place. Then yatzal lechulin, I can, it should, it must go out lechulin. I makdish it, I mechulul it. The tzarech lasos lo damim. What does that mean? I need to do damim. Im ein zu shechulin yofe kishel hektish mosav aleh maosav ad kidei deme hektish. So let's say it's not worth. You need to. There is such a concept that as oh no, you cannot jip the hektish. If the animal was worth $1,000, which is a bamum, I transfer it to some other animal that is less than that value. I need to replace the money of a hektish I initially had been sanctified.
Is that or is that the way around? Isn't it that if he finds an animal that is the same quality but much more expensive, he has to pay the full amount?
I thought.
Maybe I
missed it. Yeah, the chulin's not as good as the initial animal. So now back to the Gemara. So on this mission, the Gemara comments, I remember B'Yochanan, Yotza l'chulin davar Torah, v'tzarech lasos lo damim midirehem. So midiraisa, if I transfer an expensive animal balmum to a lesser expensive animal, so it's a good chulin that works. And the only reason to have to pay the difference is just a din midrabban. But really, midrabban, so it's a good chilul, like Shmuel says. Reish Lakish Amar, af tarach lasas lo damim min haTorah. Nope, even midrabban, the chilul doesn't work until I've matched the initial price. So if the initial cow that was a bamum was $1,000, I transfer it over to an $800 cow, I'm missing $200. The chilul doesn't take effect until I take out another $200 out of pocket so I could transfer all $1,000 onto this new animal and new money. That's machlokis Reish Lakish Reb Yochanan. Again, Reb Yochanan holds midiraisa, I don't have it, doesn't have not have to be equal. Reish Lakish holds that it does have to be equal. So b'mayaskin, what's the case here of the machlokis between Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So ilaim, if you're saying it's b'chdei ona, if it's the amount of ona, b'ha leima Reish Lakish tzarech lasos lo damim davar Torah. Would he say there, midiraisa, you need to fill in the gap? V'hatran, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? Eilu dvar m'shein lemona. There's no ona when it comes. We're talking about mamish 1/6, exactly 1/6 more than the price. If it's exactly 1/6, would Reish Lakish say it doesn't work unless you fill in the gap? The Mishnah tells us, we saw yesterday, eilu dvar m'shein lemona. hakarkals va'avadim hasharos va'hekdeshos. So we said when it comes to hekdesh, oh no, it doesn't apply to hekdesh. So if it's exactly 1/6 off, even Reish Lakish would agree it's a good chila. So that can't be the scenario in this Mishnah in Maseches Timur. Ella, bitul mekach, it must be bitul mekach, where it's above 1/6, it's more than 1/6 off the price. And that's the debate. So now we see that Reish Lakish thinks it doesn't work unless you match the difference. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't have to match the difference even though it's above 1/6. We don't say bitul mekach. Only midirabanan do we require you to pay the difference, but midiraisa, we don't apply the din of bitul mekach. So that's the machlokas. Is there bitul mekach to overpricing hekdesh? That's the shaila. The shaila we had above of Rabbi Yami is exactly the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Lema, Behalema, Rabbi Yochanan, Tzach, Lasos, Lo, Damim, Midirayim. Is it really true that Rabbi Yochanan only requires this on a dirabanan level? But didn't we say earlier, Vaha Amar Rabbi Yona, Ahekdeshos, Rabbi Yirmi Amar Akarkos, Vitavayu Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, they're both quoting Rabbi Yochanan, O na Einlem, Bebitu Mekach Yeshlem. Above we quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying that there is Bitu Mekach when it comes to the world of Hekdesh. Here we're saying that there's only Midirayim you have to pay the difference, but Midiraisa, we say there's no need to pay the difference. There is no Bitu Mekach, even though it's above the Ona. So this is the steer within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So answers the Gemara. The Yolam bibitul mekach. Really, we're talking about bitul mekach. And this machlokis is Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Veipach, and let's switch the opinions. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. We're switching around who said what. Meaning, we're keeping above the initial statement of Rabbi Yochanan between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yona that we say bitul mekach does apply to hekdesh. And now this machlokis on the mission of Temura between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. We're switching it around. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, midaraisa, you need to tzarech la'asos l'damim. If you don't add the damim in, then we would apply bitul mekach. So Rabbi Yochanan walks away saying, bitul mekach applies to hekdesh. Reish Lakish holds that we don't apply bitul mekach to hekdesh.
When the Gemara brought the Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah statements, it was only a cash on Rabbi Yonah, because according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, we said it's on karkos, we said not on hekdesh.
Correct,
right?
Exactly.
So now that we're switching it around, what are we gaining? We're creating it that it's consistent with Rabbi Yonah.
Correct.
And now it's a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiyah's interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan before.
Because he would say it does not apply to a hektashos.
So now you're saying it's midiraisa.
No, it's midiraisa.
I hear that question. Rashi addresses this?
Maybe. It looks like it does.
See. So let's look at the Rashi in light of this question. Rashi says this is four medium wide lines down. Rather, epach, epach elibud Rabbi Yonah, only within the Rabbi Yonah. We're only switching Rabbi Yonah's understanding. Aval elibud Rabbi Yirmiyah lo tepach. This is addressing your question. We don't switch it. We keep it. So that's why everything's fine. Okay. So now the Gemara says, so b'may kemithri. What's his machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Whether or not we apply bitul mekach or not? But the Shmuel, they're arguing about Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, hekdesh shave mana shechila shave pruta mechulo. That even though it's a large amount of money, you can be mechulo onto a small pruta. Mar islay the Shmuel. Whoever holds that there is no bitul mekach by hekdesh holds a Shmuel. Umar leslay the Shmuel. The other one who says there is bitul mekach by hekdesh does not hold a Shmuel. Has to be the same amount of money, no more than 1/6 off of the initial price. There's a discussion. This whole account of the Shmuel, by the way, is always applied in the case of Hekdesh. When I'm being Mechul al Hekdesh onto Pruta, that works. What about other areas of Chilul? Let's say Maiser Sheni, we're yet to revive. Other areas where we can be Poter, the initial Kedusha, does Shmuel apply to that as well? Or Shmuel is only exclusively talking about the world of Hekdesh? And this is a Machlok Rishonim, whether he says it's beyond Hekdesh to Maiser Sheni as well, or only in the world of Hekdesh. Okay, then the Gemara says, Ibais Ema. Another suggestion is the Chuliyama Islahu de Shmuel. Everybody holds a Shmuel. That Hekdesh can be Mechul onto even a small Pruta. V'hacha b'ha kimufki. The Machlokis is Mar Savar Shechilu in L'chachila lo. If you did a Chilu, b'diyeved. So it works. B'lichachila, one shouldn't transfer this over if it's going to be off price. And Mar Savar, the other opinion, thinks, no, afilu l'chachila, one's allowed to do this. So the Machlokis above between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, depending whether you do the Ipar Chana, regardless, but there's a Machlokis, whether Medivrayim, Midiraisa, so let's say the way it was presented initially. Reish Lakish holds midiraisa, you have to tzarech la'asos l'damim. You have to pay the difference of the ba'mum, which is $1,000, to the chulin animal, which is $800. You need to pay the difference l'chadchila. Now Reish Lakish doesn't reject Shmuel. He agrees. B'di'evit, if you did it less than the price, b'di'evit it works. But the chachila, you really have to do tzarech la'asos lo damim. Rabbi Yochanan says only mid'ivrihem do you have to do damim, but mid'iraisa l'chachila, you're really allowed to exchange the price, even though you're going to be overpricing.
So the difference is only a question of mammon. It's not even a question of ketusha.
It's a question of
ruta and the real value that our rabbanon are mechayevim to pay.
It's a question of exactly.
It's mammonos, meaning he just owes money.
Exactly. Everyone agrees, b'di'evit the chilul works. Question: what do you l'chachila? Do you have to pay the money up front or not? Now, it comes out interesting here, though. I'm just working this out now. The one who thinks lechachila you are allowed to be mechul on Shmuel, it's very strange because even above, Rabbi Yochanan says midivrehem you have to tarach la'asas l'odamim, which sounds lechachila as well. So the way you have to interpret lechachila here means lechachila on a deraisa level, you're allowed to go ahead and exchange it, even though it's going to be off price. But lemaisa, Rabbi Yochanan holds midivrehem lemaisa, you have to still pay the difference of the price.
I think maybe it also refers at what moment the kedusha leaves is transferred. So,
look at Rashi. See Rashi in the bottom here. He addresses this question 6 lines up from the bottom. Mar savra afilu chachila, even the chachila you're allowed to be mechula onto less than the value. Erkecha kol dumashma, even a small amount onto a prut I'm allowed to. Hukach lafkui, what you're referring to, lafkui isura to remove the iser of the balmum after the midirban and shar. Even midirban, you lechachila, you could do this. But miu la'achas man nishalim. But after, I need to pay the money. Eventually, yeah. I need to pay the money. So that's what we're referring to. But according to Reish Lakish, he says midarais lechachila, you really shouldn't do that. Even lechachila, you shouldn't transfer it until you have the actual money. B'di'evit, if you did, then it would work. B'di'evit. But everybody agrees in the end of the day, you have to pay the full amount of the money, whether it's derais or derabanan. A third suggestion to understand the machlokis is the olam b'chdei ona, really, really referring to when it's actually 1/6, a shtus above the price. V'lo tevech, and don't switch the opinions. They're arguing about Rav Chista. What's that mean? Damar mai ein lehem ona. What does it mean, ein lehem ona? Eino b'toras ona, d'afilu pachos michdei ona chozer. The complete opposite extreme. Initially, we understood ein ona means as much as you want. We have overpriced as much as you want. Rav Chista is the complete opposite, that even a tiny, even a penny, 1 cent off the price will be subject to the isra ona. So that's a machlokas here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So we're saying again, according to Reish Lakish, there's an isra ona here. Because ein lehem ona means even 1 cent will be a problem. Rav Yochanan holds no, ein lam ona means there's no ona at all here, there's no bitul mekach here at all, it's only midivrayim that you have to pay the difference. Okay, now by the way, just points out here on the top, on the Tosas, Dibra Maskel, Da'afilu Kol Shuchozer, the Shittas of Chista, you would think, is referring to all the examples of ein lam ona in the Mishnah, Avadim, Karkal, Sharos, Hektesh. Says Tosas on the top here, Dafka Hektesh, this cloud of Chista only applies to the world of Hektesh, Aval, the world of Karkal, Ad palke in a chozer. No, you only have up until 50% above. But more than that, so we're more meka when it comes to karkals. Hektish is where we're very, very machmir. Okay. Marna asks a question. Meisive. Ribis v'ona lehedyot. Vein ribis v'ona lehektish. So this is a klal. Ribis interest in overpricing, defrauding only applies to hedyot, but doesn't apply to hektish. So what's the issue here? So we see from here that there's no ona. How can Rav Chista come off and saying that there is no ona means there's always ona? We have a clear bias that says ain't ona when it comes to the world of Hektish. So Mark says, what do you mean? Mia lima mibasisin? Is this bias any greater than the Mishnah? Do kimna b'taras ona? What we mean here in the Mishnah was that ain't ona means that there's no world of ona, meaning any amount, even a cent over, will be a problem. Hachanami, ribis v'din ona, lehadiot, vein ribis v'din ona lehektish. So we could interpret the bias the same thing here as well. Ain't ona means it's not b'taras ona, that even 1 cent off will be a problem when it comes to Hektish. So then the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Hainu de Katani, is that how you're going to interpret the Sefer? Ze chomer behedyot mi behektish. So this is the chomer that exists by hedyot over hektish. So we're giving examples where there's more chomers by hedyot than by hektish. What are the chomers? That there's ribis when it comes to the hedyot, and there's ona when it comes to hedyot. But now if we're interpreting it the other way around, that ein lam ona means that there's even 1 cent will be ona by hektish, but you have 1/6 of buffer by hedyot. So hektesh is more machmir than hedyot. So it's the opposite. So how could you say that zechomer hedyot behektesh, if we're interpreting it meaning really hektesh has ona more than hedyot? So Gemara says, aribis this line of Zechomer Behedyod, maybe Hekdesh is referring to Ribbis, that there's a Chomer of Ribbis by Hedyod that doesn't exist by Hekdesh. But in Echanami, there's another way around also, that there is Ona, which is more Machmer Behekdesh, which is more Makil by Hedyod. So then the Gemara says, listen, then it should have taught, listen, Name, Zechomer Behekdesh, maybe Hedyod. Oh no. So then if that's the case, it should have taught the Chomer both ways. Teach the Chomer that Hedyot has, which is Ribbis, and then teach the Chomer that Hekdesh has, which is oh no. So Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, Bishlama Zechomer Behedyot Behekdesh Visulo. No. Because we know there's so many Chomers that exist by Hekdesh. You don't have to list one example. There's Me'ila. There's so many. So there is one, there's only one example. There's one Chomer that Hedyot has over Hekdesh, which is Ribbis Visulo. Ella Hekdesh Zu Chomer Visulo. Are we going to say this is the one example of a Chomer by Hekdesh and no more? There's tens of other examples of Hekdesh that were more Machmer by Hekdesh than by Hedyot. So that's why Zechomer is referring to particularly Ribbis and not to the world of Ona. In the end of the day, this Bryce is not a Kasha for Shitas of Chista, who says, Ein Lehem Toras Ona. Okay. Now we're getting introduced to the world of Ribbis a little bit now. We're getting ready for the next parak.
So I'm sorry, so we take out the word...
We add the word Dinona. That's right, the Dinona doesn't apply. Okay, and then the last line of Zechomer Behedyot is referring to only Ribbis,
right,
not to Ona. Okay, so now the Gemara says, the Ribbis had the Hekdesh Heichidami. What's the example of Ribbis when it comes to Hekdesh? How does that work? So I understand Ribbis, I borrow from the bank and I pay interest. How do you do that when it comes to Hekdesh? So Heichidami. Elaim, if you say the Ozbe Gizbar, Mea, if the Gizbar, the header, the treasurer of the Hekdesh, lends me out $100, Bimea of Esserman, he says, so you pay me back $120, so he's charging interest to me. Valo Mal HaGizbar. So when the Gizbar takes the money of Hekdesh, gives it to a regular guy in the street, so that Gizbar violated the Isser Megillah. He can't do that. And the halach is V'chemin Shemal HaGizbar Yatsu Ma'osa of the Chulun. The moment Megillah is violated, the money is now Chulun. So now this is all money of Hedyot. It's no longer considered Ribbis on Hekdesh. This is Ribbis on Hedyot. So that can't be the example. So Amar Rav Hoshaya. Rav Hoshaya says the example is Hacha b'may askin. What's the case here? Kegon shekibel alav lesapik saltos me'arba v'amdu mishalosh. So what's the case here? So look at Rashi for some clarification. Rashi says Hacha b'may askinan. So haid de katani ain Ribbis lehekdesh la behalvakai. He's not referring to a loan. Ella, behedyot shekibel maos min halishcha min hagizbar. A guy accepted, he took some money from the gizbar, not for himself. Lesapek saltos kolashan, to get all the needed flour for the rest of the year. Lemenachos shot sibur, for all the minchos sibur that were needed for the rest of the year. Arba sarn besela. And the price at the time when he took upon himself at the beginning of the year was you could get 4 sa of a volume of flour for 1 sela, a very nice price. Problem is, hukru over the course of the year went up in price, and now amdu mishalosh san besela. You could only get 3 volumes of wheat and flour for a sela. So what's going on here? Dil hedyot. If this wasn't the world of hedyot, aser lifsok al peros ad shiyatzei ashar. The din is, if we make an agreement to buy fruit for you for a certain amount, so you can't make an agreement that here's the money, I'm going to get the fruit for you until the market value was decided, until the shar went out. If we don't know the shar just yet, we can't make an agreement now because now you're giving me a certain amount of money and I'm returning you fruit at a different price. That's going to look like Ribbis. Now, to really appreciate this, we have to wait to get to the next parak to understand how Ribbis works. But the Khan, I feel lo yatsa shar dain l'arba poskim. But here, when it comes to the world of Hekdesh, they didn't wait for the shar and they made a psak. Well, here's the amount of money that you could buy given the 4 volumes per sella. Okay, now let's get back to the Gemara and figure out what's going on entirely. So now the Gemara says, Kitatani, the Raisa tells us, Hamakaba alav lesapik saltos me'arba. A guy takes upon himself to go get money, rather buy flour with a certain amount of money, 4 volumes per sella. Vamdu mishalosh, and then the price ends up getting more expensive. It went up to only worth 3 volumes. So then the halach is misapik me'arba. So he could still give the rest of the year, according to the initial agreement, of 4. Even though he's going to lose out here, because he has to pay the difference. His value, they gave him $100. So he thought $100 could buy him 400 volumes. Now it's only worth 300 volumes. So he still has to now pay out of pocket to get the additional 100 volumes of flour there. Okay. Now let's say a case of Mishalosh. Let's say the agreement was to get 300 only. To get 3. three volumes per sella. So he's given $100, and now he goes out and gets 300 volumes of sella of flour. Vamdu me'arba. Now it goes down in value, so he can really get more. The power, the buying power of the coin is much more, is greater now. So misapek me'arba. So now he's allowed to. Now it only costs, I don't know, the quick math will be $80 or so to get the 300 volumes. So then he's misapek me'arba. He's able to use that cheaper price. And Yad Shayad Hekdesh Al Hel Yona, even though
the contrary, he has to give him four. He has to give him more.
But he owes him money now.
No, but he had the money he's given is more powerful now, so it could easily buy that, no?
So he has to buy, instead of three, he has to buy four.
Oh, since all. So he needs to now. But won't that? But the money he's given will cover that.
Exactly. Will cover more. So he has to.
He has excess.
He has excess. So
it's
he
the
has
same
to
thing.
Given
oh, so that's right. Yeah, right. Okay.
The same thing. You're okay. Just saying that he gets more product. You're saying that he pays right. Less and uh-huh. The
okay, fine.
Money back.
Yeah, okay. Either way, he doesn't get to keep the money.
No.
That's what we're saying. Okay.
Right.
Fine.
He couldn't make money.
Though. Okay. So what do we see from all of this, though? So this is the example of ribis that we could potentially happen. That although a head yod couldn't do such a deal, which again we'll appreciate next parak. I can't make such a deal until the market, the price comes out. When it comes to world of Hektish, I can make such a deal, and we would say there is no ribis in this case of Hektish. Okay, then Rapapa Amar, Hacha Be'avnei Binyan HaMesoros LeGizbar Askinan. We're talking about certain stones that were given over to the Gizbar. Kiddushmul, what does that mean? That Meshmul, Bonin B'chol V'Chakach Makdishin. First you build it using these bricks, as chol, and only afterwards are you makdish. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, Rapapa Amar, Liolam Balva. Really the case of when we say there's no ribis by hakdish, we are referring to a loan. And the ozif mea b'mev esim, you're borrowing 100 for 120. Ah, the kashi l'cha halomal. We said it once the gizbar gives the money out, it's chulin now. Now that's considered ribis on hedyot. So ba'avne binyan askinan, shehilva gizbar mehan lehedyot. He lent out some stones to the hedyot. Dain ben Meila, Vein al Gizbar l'shalem al shliach ba'almahu. So now, when you give him the stones, there's no Meila in that. Stones, you don't get Meila until you actually use the stones, get Hana. Money, the moment money's taken out, given to someone else, it goes to Chulun. That's Meila. Comes to stones or objects, and not until you get Hana. So he gives him some bricks, and he's lending him these bricks, and.
Is it used for Kedusha, or is it used for stone?
I guess it has to be. The case
has to be for Kiddush, otherwise it's not giving the money.
He's so what's he returning back to him though? So he's borrowing the stones to do what though?
So it's
not really Hektish then, though. That's
Hektish,
point.
Yes, right.
We're just saying since it's
just stones that somebody gave it to build, but they weren't really Hektish yet.
But I don't get where's the potential ribis here though? He's borrow these stones and return back to me 20% of the stones. That's I guess the case. You can borrow stones for your house. But when you pay back the stones, I want the stones plus 20% or something. Which line are you reading? So Rashi says, "Damar Shmuel bonim b'chol kishen bonim binyanei hekdesh lo hayukonim ba'avanim va'atit v'maos hekdesh." That when you initially buy these building materials, you don't buy with hekdesh money. Kadesh lo yavo ha'umnin v'ham lidei mila, because if you do buy with hekdesh money, so these stones are now hekdesh. And the workers are going to get mila im yashu alayim if they sit on them. Oh, im yihanu mehem, they get some hana. There's going to be isra mila. And what do? Lokim ba'kafa, they buy them on credit. V'harei hein chol ad sheyivnu b'chom. Now they're all chol until they put built into the wall. Now they become hektish. Umi shehein benuyas, once they're built b'choma, nosin mos hektish. Now they pay back the supplier the hektish money. V'lokin nosan v'hu hektish. And now that becomes hektish automatically. Oh. Im his nadiv adam, a person dedicates avanim, but nosin the banai to the builder, the contractor, veino koresh and hektish. You don't call hektish, alain ad shi'in in a babinyan, hogach lo mal gizbar. So therefore, there's no gizbar here. So I guess the hava here is, so I'm trying to get the case here. He's lending out stones to the guy to use for his house, the chulin stones, and the guy returns back the stones to him with additional, with the ribis on it.
Or
and
we're saying that, with more stones, maybe.
More stones. And we're saying, since, even though they're right now chulin, since the ultimate goal is to become hektish, we don't apply the din of ribis in this scenario. That's what it seems like. Even though they're not hektish just yet. Which is a big chiddush, I guess. The fact that it's eventually going to be hektish is enough of a reason to say there's no ribis right now.
But he's not doing it in his house. Isn't he doing it for some type of hektish purpose? Binyani hektish.
I'm so confused.
He's doing it for a hektish purpose, but he's doing it with stones that are chol until at the end he makes them.
So, but where's the ribbis then that we're talking of?
Because I'm buying them. I'm acting now as the person who's building the schoma, and I'm buying the stones from the gizbar who has these non-consecrated stones, and then I'm returning.
So you, as the distributor, so you're lending out the stones for the Beis Hamikdash to be used. So now you're lending that. Now they owe you money, so they're borrowing the money. When they pay back, so the question is, so you could collect interest. Is that what it's saying? You could really charge interest on their borrowing of your stones.
They're not getting the benefit if they're building it into a binyan hektish.
Uh-huh.
But still, the fact is, it was all chol. The whole transaction was chol.
But this case is where the hektish is going to be losing out because they're going to be paying interest. That's the case. The case is that you, as the distributor, you could charge interest to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the only way I could see this to be interpreted.
It doesn't seem from anywhere that it wasn't given to private guy for private use. There's nowhere here that he didn't lend it to him to a private guy to build his own stuff.
And so what it says here is that no, it is a case where the hektish is the gizbar is borrowing him. He's borrowing money. He owes money to the guy, so he's borrowing money and he's allowed to pay interest. You could charge the gizbar and the hektish. I could, as a distributor, I could charge him interest. I'm allowed to. I'm lending him money because he didn't pay me back what he owes me. And he pays the money at the end. After it's in the wall, I could charge him another 10%. That's permitted. That's what we're saying here. It's not the loaning of the stones. It's the loaning of the money that he owes me after using the stones.
Really?
Yeah, and then so they point out in the bottom here that the Rajba asks, but what do you mean? In the end of the day, he's borrowing, right now there's no hektish money, so everything's chulin right now. So it should be a regular case of ribbis here. So the Rajba ends up saying,
it's
Hedya, right, Hedya.
Also says, "Kadanu oskim be'avanim ha'miyuadim le'binyan beit hamikdash she'nimseru le'gizbar lifnei she'hekdishu, ve'lachen ein bahem meila she'arei yecholim. Af al pi chen kesh'hagizbar malveh otan, the avanim, not the money. Chashuv ha'davar ke'halva'a she'hekdesh malveh, ve'ein be'alvazu isur ribit be'din ze shel avnei binyan."
Aha.
That's what the Rashi was saying. Also,
according to Art Scrolls, he's actually lending the stones.
Uh-huh. So according to Rajba, it's the money.
Right.
According to Rashi, I guess maybe it's the stones.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So there's two interpretations here. Okay. Very good. Let's go weiter. Gemara now says two dots. Neimbahem tashlumei kefil. So we had the case of the avodim and karkos and shtaros and hektesh. There's no tashlumei kefil for these things. Gemara wants to know now. Menani, the next half of the page should go very quickly. How do I know this to be true, that there's no kefil? The Tanur Rabban in the Braitza says, Al kol davar pesha klal. That's a general rule. Al shor val chamor al se al salma prat. That's a detail. Al kol aveda she yamar. That's a chazav klal. That's another rule again. So that's the rule. We have klal u prat a klal. What's the din? I atadan elakein a prat. Whenever that's the case, we only judge it similar to the way the prat was. Ma prat mifurash davar hametaltil v'gufa mamon. Just like the examples given are all movable objects that have value. Af kol davar hamataltu v'gufa mamon, so too only other items that are movable and have value. Yata karkalos sheinu mataltin, karka which of course doesn't move. Yata vadim shehuk shel karkalos. Yata sharos shafapi she mataltin, sharos documents, even though they are movable, ain gufa mamon, they have no inherent value. And then hektesh, amar kra re'eu v'lo hektesh. So only re'eu, this din applies, but not the hektesh. So this is referring to the din of kefil. So that's how we know kefil doesn't have that. These four are excluded from kefil. Then the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, "V'lo tashlumi dalad v'hei." My time. What's the reason why they're excluded? Because tashlumi dalad v'hei amar Rachmana lo tashlumi shlosh v'arba. Once they're parted from kefil, that means ultimately what they would have to pay would be only three or four times the amount. The Torah says only four or five, not three or four times. So therefore, we're pater in this case. And shomer chinam eino nishba. In these cases, if a shomer chinam, let's say he does some pshia on the karka or the vadim or whatnot, he doesn't take a shvua, even though he's supposed to take a shvua if something happens, it gets stolen. In these cases, he doesn't take a shvua. Why not? So menah hani mili. How do I know? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us ki yitein ish el re'eu klal. That's a rule. When you give an item to a friend to watch, that's the klal. Kesef okelim. These are examples. That's a prat. And then chaz of a klal. Then at the end has another klal. The Gemara doesn't quote the klal here. Let's see what the klal is.
Where's
Lishmor. You got Lishmor, it says? Lishmor. Yeah, Lishmor. Lishmor, to watch it. So that's the klal. So So chazer v'klal, klal uprat klal. What's the din? Iatadan elakin a prat has to be similar to the prat, which is what ma prat mefurash davar hametaltel v'gufa mamon af kol davar hametaltel v'gufa mamon, something movable and that has inherent value. Yatu karkals shena metaltin, land which doesn't move. Yatu avadim shehuk shalakarka, it's connected to karka. Yatu shars to exclude documents. Shafa pisha metaltel, and even though they're moved, ein gufun mamon, there is no inherent value. And hekdeshos amarkra re'eyu, the pasuk says re'eyu to a hedyod velo shehekdesh, to the exclusion of hekdesh, is also pater from the world of shavua and el shmuya.
How would the lashon rafinam be poshea on a karka? It's not very.
The ma'isa, how do you do it? He lets a guy come in. The guy, he doesn't watch it properly. He leaves the gates open, and people come in and destroy it.
You mean what?
Build something when he's supposed to be watching.
Right.
You mean Tarkos includes the buildings inside also.
Right. So what? And it's part of a larger discussion. We say Karka ain't an exelus.
Right.
So how do you steal a Karka? How do you steal something? Okay. And then the Gemara says, well, the note says Schar ain't a Mashalim. It's Shomer Sachar. So he does not have to pay if something gets stolen from him, if any of these items get stolen. Again, Menachem and Emila, how do I know? Same exact structure. The Tanur Rabbanon, Kitan, Isha Re'eu. This is a pasuk in the context of Shomer Sachar, Klal. Chamor, Oshor, Osea, these are Prat. V'chol Behema, Lishmor, that's a Chazar, V'klal, another Klal. And we have the Din, Klal, Uprato Klal, Iata, Don, Elokina, Prat, Ma, Prat, Mefurish, Davar, Metalta, Gufa, Mamon, Af, Kol Davar, Metalta, Gufa, Mamon, Yatza, Karkals, Shenon, Metalta, Yatza, Gavaldim, Shuk, Shil, Karkals, Yatza, Staros, Shava, Pisha, Metalta, Enon, Gufa, Mamon, and then finally, Hekdesh, Amakar, Re'eu, Re'ehu, below shall hektish. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful day. And I hope that was a little good exposure to Ribbis. Because we might have to extend the shear.